Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. That is Dr. Dumi. I keep winning and I say a family member, I won't mention your name. And she's like, Sibongile, you can make us vote for the last hour. We want to hear the songs now. I remember that, but we are voting for two awesome, one of the, so you choose one, you choose one. I don't know, I think I should ask the judges if it's okay to vote more than once. I don't know if that is possible, but you can vote for CRC Music Making Rivers, or you can vote for Jaira Elevation Worship. Elevation Worship there is featuring Maverick City. And a quick one before I continue. These are the songs. Making Rivers, CRC Music. It's a Friday. What's up?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
That's the first song that you can vote for, for CRC Music, Making Rivers. Alternatively, you can vote for this one, Jaira, Elevation Worship, and they're featuring Maverick City.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
You can make your vote known on 082-657-2729. Which one is it going to be? And I'm like getting the family used to this, because comes next month, I am coming, bearing gifts. And so you can, the one who will vote first will get something awesome.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Keep those votes coming. The time now, 27 minutes just before one on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's celebration time. It's a Friday. I love Fridays because I know everybody feels like, oh, thank God it's Friday. So we're celebrating because it is Friday and I am in the festivities mode. We are celebrating my queen today, Crystal McCabe. How are you, my queen?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Sibongile. And you?
I'm feeling like this, and we say congratulations.
Thank you.
Didn't I tell you that I sense and I smell a winner in you?
Thank you. Yes. I think it's because that one song that you've also played, I Keep On Winning, that's yes. One of my personal favorites.
Oh, my.
So that's why you've smelled it, yes.
You, how was the year for you on PTO business? How was it?
The overall competition.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to say, yeah, because of I'm working a full day and I'm doing Wind Warrior part time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also the competition I did it in the evening, my part of what I have to submit and listen to the beautiful online training and everything from the Northwest University. So, yeah, juggling all those balls, I think most of the time I want to say women, sorry if there's men listeners as well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we can do that by juggling many balls at once and keep it in the air. So yeah, it was a blessing. I've learned so much. I've grown. It challenged me, and I just keep on paddling. Yes.
Sure. How did you swim? I mean, like, so many people are listening to you and they're like, yo, but now, how did you swim? I mean, you have to attend the online trainings as well with PTO Business. They've been listening to the interviews as we've been going on throughout the year.
Yes.
How do you balance? How did you keep up?
I just like the way that God did it with me in 2021 when I had a 5% chance to survive, and that's also the same year when He started Wound Warrior.
Wow.
He prompted me in my spirit to stretch out to what lies ahead. And I know just with you and me, our first interview on air as well, you ask how will I choose to stand out or what. And I just said, I'm doing my best and God will do the rest.
Mm.
And I know, yes, I'm just trusting Him that He will lead us exactly where we have to be in what time of our lives.
Mm.
So, yes, I believe there's other winners as well that participate. But it was not yet the time to walk into this new thing that God wants to do now.
Yes, can you share with us how did it come about, the projects that you do, and when God sent you out, how did you start your business?
While I was receiving chemo, even the name Wound Warrior, He just prompted in my spirit. I never thought about it before, because like I said, I had a full day job. And in my spirit, I just felt there's more I have to do and reach out and so more. And that was while I was laying flattened with the chemo. And so it was purely Him that stretched me out. And there was, I have a recipe from my granny, the wound ointment, specifically the best seller, the flagship product as well, the beeswax and natural products ointment that helps for seals, cuts overnight, painlessly removing moles and blemishes and that so forth. That ointment was the first batch I also created in 2021 during the chemo. That was purely actually for my sister, actually to help her. She didn't have work at that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's how the first product started. And the rest just followed shortly after those. I was listening to the customer's needs as I was renting Saturdays to sell it from the market.
Mm.
That from that next year, I went to the market at Lavender Contrary Market, opposite Bonnebom Airport.
Mm.
And when I was there at Saturdays, my purpose is also to pray for people for their needs. It's not only to sell the product, but by touching them spiritually as well.
Mm.
So that's why I say that's God's business. That's his testimony table. And that's what I say every Saturday to every person that come by. And so that's my heart with it. So I'm listening to the client's needs as well, and try and see how I can broaden the range and so on as well. Yes.
Sure. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. And becoming the second runner up, what does it mean for you on Pitch Your Business? And when I listen to everything, everything that you guys have to go throughout the year, I'm like,
it was a lot. But I just saw in my spirit as well how God was like pushing me forward, you know, to do a pitch in 90 seconds, recording yourself and send it to the judges, or not the judges, to the board for those that have to make the decisions for the next final or finalist. And and also do the presentation, and for me, a first time ever standing in front of a new crowd of people, spotlight on you doing the presentation. I just said that I think perhaps you saw that video Yahweh, where it was described, where it's like breathing the Yahweh. So inhale is Yah, and Weh is out.
Yes.
And I did that. I did that also in that morning before the presentation. I said, Lord, I'm just here to present you.
You're right.
It's your breath that's in me. And I was amazed how I was on a roll by just doing that presentation. But it was purely because my focus was on, I'm here to glorify and just expand His kingdom. That's my purpose.
Yeah.
Why He kept me here as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Sure. And I heard that in that room on the last day when you had to do your presentation, oh, it wasn't easy at all. The questions, I heard that the questions were not.
Yeah, you cannot prepare for that one. You just have to speak out of your heart, and that's what I did. Yes.
Yeah. So, what would you say to somebody who's listening and they have a business and they hear about PTO business for the first time? That Radio Pulpit has got a PTO business competition. Would you encourage them to enter?
Most definitely. Because, yeah, we all are on different, if it's a new business or a business that's a year or two old, wouldn't worry, of course, as you've heard, we are 2.5 years in business since I've started. And there's always, always new things that you can learn, and especially from the best, like in this case was the Northwest University, and they're hard to provide free online training to all participants. It's knowledge for free, and helping you to think broader in which direction to go. And so, it's just every person must try and do this. And yes, I say you need two things for success. I've read it somewhere. It's not my own wisdom, but it is, ignorance and confidence is the two things that you need to succeed. Mm-hmm. Now, ignorance, even for your own thoughts, sometimes you are your own worst enemy, saying, oh, no, that's not going to work, or it's the first time. Don't listen even to your own negative voice.
Sure, my queen, we wish you all of God's best as you're moving forward. May God bless the works of your hands all the time. And I'm praying that the products may go out, the Wound Warrior products may go out and minister to many, because this is also infused of God. The Lord is present on your journey. So may He keep guiding your footsteps. All of God's best. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, my princess. I appreciate.
Yay! It was my pleasure. Congrats! Once more, we do this.
I appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye bye, my queen.
Bye bye. Bye.
So you too can enter PTO business next year. Make sure that when you hear about PTO business, you're not left behind. I mean, they're great prizes. The first runner-up has won marketing prizes worth the prize of $1 million. Can you imagine that? So don't miss out. Don't miss out. Make sure that you are also entering. Always listen in. And enter your business and all of God's best for those who are coming in 2025. I'm going to leave you with these sounds I'm wrapping up this hour, actually, this hour. And I'm also wrapping up this interview with these sounds.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.